Will you please turn to the letter to the Ephesians?
请我们一同来看以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章。
Verses 10 and 11.
第十节第十一节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11.
以弗所书第三章第十第十一节。
Now to the principalities and authorities in the heavenlies, might be made known through the church, the all various wisdom of God, according to the purpose of the ages, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
为要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧，这是照神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的。
The book of Acts,
使徒行传
Acts chapter 2,
使徒行传第二章
We'll read from verse 1 through verse 4.
我们从第一节念到第四节
And when the day of Pentecost was now accomplishing, they were all together in one place.
使徒行传第二章第一节，五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。
And there came suddenly a sound out of heaven as of a violent impetuous blowing, and filled all the house where they were sitting.
突然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
And there appeared to them parted tongues as of fire, and it set upon each one of them.
又有舌头如同火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave to them to speak forth.
他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才，说起别国的话来。
Verse 33.
第三十三节。
Having therefore been exalted by the right hand of God, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this, which ye behold and hear.
他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
Verse 36. Let the whole house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God has made him, this Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ.
故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
And finally, 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
最后我们来看哥林多前书第十二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 and 13.
哥林多前书第十二章第十二节十三节。
For even as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of the body being many are one body, so also is the Christ.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，人是一个，身子基督也是这样。
For also in the power of one Spirit we have all been baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether bond or free, and have all been given to drink of one Spirit.
我们不拘是犹太人，是腓尼基人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体。
May we commit these words to the Lord.
让我们一同仰望主。
Dear Heavenly Father, we do want to thank Thee for Thy precious word. They are indeed life and spirit to us. We ask Thee to bless Thy word, open our understanding, and lead us into Thy truth.In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. In the past, we have spent some time on the life and ministry of our Lord Jesus.
在已过的日子，我们一同来看过主耶稣他在地上的圣活和职事。
And if some of you still remember, last time when we were together, we considered together the person and the work of the Holy Spirit.
如果你们还记得的话，上一次我们来谈谈，我们一同看过圣灵他的位格和他的工作。
God willing, this time we would like to share together on this matter of the church.
如果主愿意的话，我们这一次要一同来看教会。
We will have three sessions on that subject.
我们要用三次的时间来看关于这一件事。
This morning we would like to share together on the birth of the church.
今天早上我们一同要来看教会的诞生。
And God willing, next Saturday and Sunday, we will speak on the meaning of the church and the expression of the church.
如果神愿意的话，下个礼拜六、礼拜天，我们就要来看教会的意义和教会的彰显。
But before we get into this subject,
在我们还没有来看这件事以前，
I would like to make a request.
首先我要要求你们一件事。
I'd like you to forget all that you have known about the church.
我要请求你们将你们对教会所有的认识都忘记了。
I want you to lay aside all that you have heard and seen of the church.
我要你们把你们所听见、所看见、所有关于教会的都放下。
That we may be able to go back to the Word of God and see what the church really is.
让我们能够回到神的话语中来看什么是教会。
It is very unfortunate because what we have seen and heard of the church is very different from the church that you find in the Word of God.
很不幸的，我们所听见、所看见有关教会的事和主的话语所告诉我们教会是什么的一个教会很不相符。
What you have known and seen of the church will keep you away from what the Lord has said of the church.
我们对教会的认识和看见，就要我们不能够认识主要我们所认识的教会。
Because the Church of God is not a product of history.
因为主的教会不是一个历史的成果。
It is not something that is molded and fashioned by time.
不是一个因为时间而成的教会。
Because as you read the Word of God, you find the church is conceived in the mind of God before the ages.
如果我们看主的话的话，我们就知道教会是在神创立世界以前就在神心中已经有的。
It is very different from what we know of the church today.
跟我们所认今天所认识的教会有很大的不同。
So I hope my request is not an unreasonable one.
所以我盼望你们不要觉得我的要求是过分了。
Because I think this is the only way that we can really get into what the church really is.
因为我觉得这是唯一我们能够进入教会真实的方法。
In the first passage that we have read, Ephesians chapter 3,
我们今天所看的头一处圣经在以弗所书第三章里，
it is said, Now to the principalities and authorities in the heavenlies might be made known through the church the all various wisdom of God.
以弗所书第三章第十节，必要借着教会天上执政教掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
According to the purpose of the ages, which he purposed in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
就是照神从万世以前在我们主耶稣基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
So we know that the church is purposed by God in Christ Jesus.Before the ages.
所以我们知道教会是神在创世以前已经在基督里所定的旨意。
If you remember, the history of our Lord Jesus does not really begin at his birth in Bethlehem 2000 years ago.
我们要记得我们的主耶稣的历史不是从2000年前在伯利恒那里开始的。
Because our Lord Jesus is the word that is from the very beginning.
因为我们的主耶稣就是太初的道。
He came into this world to be a man.
他来到这个世界里做一个人。
In order to redeem us.
为要救赎我们。
So his history actually begins in eternity.
所以主耶稣的历史实在是从永古以前就开始了。
In the same manner, the history of the church does not begin on the day of Pentecost.
同样的，教会的历史也不是在五旬节那天开始的。
You have to go back to eternity past.
你需要回到永古以前。
Even before the foundation of the world,
就是在世界还没有被创立以前，
God Himself conceived the thought.Of the church.
在神的里面就有了这个专属教会的心意。
And it is through the church, God is to demonstrate, to teach, even the principalities and authorities in the heavenlies, the all wisdom of God.
神的旨意就是要借着教会，使天上执政的、掌权的，这是神百般的智慧。
We know the principalities and authorities in the heavenlies here refers to angelic beings.
我们知道这里讲到天上执政的、掌权的，是讲到天上的天使。
Also, we know that these principalities and authorities are very different from those in Ephesians chapter 6.
我们知道这里讲到的天上执政的、掌权的，跟以弗所书第六章那里所讲到的是不同的。
Because in Ephesians chapter 6, we are warring against the principalities and authorities in the heavenlies.
因为在以弗所书第六章那里说到我们要与天上执政的和掌权的来征战。
Because these are evil spirits.
因为这是一些邪恶的灵。
Those angels that rebel against God.
这些违背了神旨意的天使。
But in Ephesians chapter 3, the principalities and authorities are good angels.
但是在以弗所书第三章这里所讲到天上执政的、掌权的，是讲到那些好的天使们。
These are the angels that serve and worship God. And to these angels, God is to teach them lessons through the church.
神要借着教会给这些天使执政的、掌权的学一个功课。
We know that angelic beings are more intelligent than us human beings.
我们知道天使们比我们聪明。
And yet, in the purpose of God, God is to use the church to teach these angelic hosts some lesson that can never be learned otherwise.
神要借着教会叫这些天上执政的、掌权的这些天使们学一个功课，是他们唯一能学这个功课的方法。
Well, what is the lesson God wants them to learn through the church?
神要他们借着教会学什么的一个功课呢？
He says the manifold wisdom of God.
乃是要他们认识神百般的智慧。
Well, of course we know these angelic beings, they know some wisdom of God.
当然我们知道这些的天使们，他们是知道神一切的智慧。
They know much more than we human beings know.
他们比我们人类认识的更多。
And yet they do not know all.
但是他们还没有认识所有神的智慧。
And God wants to use the church to teach them the all wisdom of God.
但是神要借着教会给他们认识神百般的智慧。
What is it that God wants to teach them through the church?
那神要借着教会教他们功课是什么呢？
God wants to show them His wisdom.
神要他们认识他的智慧。
That he will take human beings made a little lower than the angels.
神要把人他们是比天使微小的人。
And even fallen human beings.
就是已经堕落的人类。
But by the wisdom of God.
借助神的智慧。
By the patience of God.
借助神的忍耐。
By the mercy and grace of God.
借助神的慈悲和恩典。
That he will so redeem them.
他
He was so transformed that they will be conformed to the image of his beloved Son. And they will even become his body and his own bride. A glorious church without spot or wrinkle, fit to be the bride of the Lamb. So, in the church, God is demonstrated as all wisdom. And even the angelic beings will marvel at the work of God. That he can take so low of people and make them even one with his beloved Son. Now the wisdom of God is really beyond our comprehension. So even when the angels look at what God has done to the church, they marvel and they worship God. Now, brothers and sisters, this is the church that God has in his mind. The church exists in the mind of God from eternity past. Of all the gifts that God has given to his Son, the church is the greatest gift of God to his Son.
You
know, why did God create the universe? God created all things because he loved his only begotten Son. He wants to give everything to his Son. But brothers and sisters, of all the gifts that God has given to his Son, none is greater than the church. The church is the most precious gift that God has given to his beloved Son. Now, in view of that, you can see what the church really is. You find that it is not molded by human history. It is not invented by man. It is not something that happened in time. Actually, you find God has conceived it in his mind from eternity past. So the church is eternal. And the church is glorious. Because it is God's greatest gift to his beloved Son. Now, if we can see this, then I believe it will deliver us from playing church. Because we find it is something that is so glorious. And yet, God has hidden in himself his mystery. You know, throughout the generations and throughout the ages, God is working towards that purpose. God is going to have a church glorious to give to his beloved Son. Since the foundation of the world, God has been working towards that purpose.
生命世界以来，神就一直为了这个目标而工作。
And yet he has never revealed it to anybody.
而他没有把这个显明给任何人。
Even the angels do not know this.
或者天使们，他们也不知道。
And yet God is working steadily towards this purpose. So the church is called a Christ church. A mystery means something that is a secret. That it is a secret hidden in God Himself. It is so deep down in the heart of God. And that it waits to be revealed. Unless it is revealed, no one can know it. Brothers and sisters, do you know that to know the church needs revelation? Now, what you know about the church today, do you need revelation? You both walk by the street, and you see some high school there, and you know about all that's the church. You don't need revelation for that. Now, brothers and sisters, anything that does not be revealed by God is not of God.
弟兄姊妹，如果不是神所启示的，就不是主神。
All that is God needs revelation.
所有属乎神的都需要有神的启示。
So the church is a mystery.
教会是一个奥秘。
It takes revelation to know what the church is.
我们需要有启示才能够认识教会。
And God has hidden that secret throughout the ages.The Old Testament saints do not know the church. Even when our Lord Jesus was on earth, people do not know the church. Why is it that God does not reveal it? Because it cannot become a reality until Christ came into this world.Only after our Lord Jesus has come into this world, then this mystery begins to be opened up. Why did our Lord Jesus come into this world?
为什么主耶稣来到这个世界呢?
Well, you say he came to this world to seek and to save the lost.
说他来到世界乃是要寻找迷失的人。
That is true.
这是真的。
We are the lost.
我们是迷失。
And he came into this world to seek us.
他来到世上来寻找我们。
And to save us.
来拯救我们。
But this is speaking individually.
但是这是按着我们个人来说的。
You are a lost soul.
你是一个迷失的灵魂。
I'm a lost soul.
我也是一个迷失。
And thank God, our Lord Jesus came to seek you and to seek me.
感谢神，主耶稣来寻找你，也来寻找我。
And He saves you and He saves me.
他拯救了你，也拯救了我。
It is speaking individually.
这是按着我们个人来说的。
But when you look at His coming corporately.
但是如果我们用团体的眼光来看主的来临的话
Now what does he come to seek and to possess?
他来是寻找什么是要得着什么呢
We know that our Lord Jesus came into the world to seek for a bride.
我们知道主耶稣来到世上要寻找一个心腹
You know we have four gospels.
你知道有四卷的福音书
We have three gospels, we call them synoptic gospels.
我们有三卷的福音书是合在一起的。
Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
马太、马可和路加。
They record the life of our Lord Jesus.
这三卷的福音书是讲到主耶稣的生平。
Then we have the Gospel according to John.
我们又有约翰福音。
Now the Gospel of John is different from the other three Gospels.
约翰福音跟其他三卷的福音书有不同。
Because the Gospel of John is the interpretation of the life of Jesus.
因为约翰福音 是基督耶稣生平的一个解释。
The three Gospels give us the life of the Lord Jesus.
头三卷福音书给我们看见主耶稣的生平。
And the Gospel of John interprets the life of Jesus.
约翰福音给主耶稣的生平来了一个解释。
Now in the Gospel of John, you'll find the Lord Jesus came to seek for a bride.
约翰福音书里面，我们就看见主耶稣来找一位的心腹。
You remember John the Baptist testified and said.
你记得施洗约翰见证说
It is the bridegroom that has the bride.
乃是新郎来这座新妇。
I'm but a friend of the bridegroom.
我不过是新郎的朋友。
Now whom did he refer to?
他是指作谁来说呢？
The bridegroom he referred to our Lord Jesus.
新郎当然是指作主耶稣来说。
So you find the Lord Jesus as the bridegroom, he came to this world to seek for his bride.
所以你看见主耶稣他是新郎，他来到世上来寻找一位的心腹。
But he couldn't find it.
但是他找不到。
He couldn't find it in fallen humankind.
他不能够在堕落的人类里面找到他的心腹。
He couldn't find it in the old creation.
他不能够在旧造里面找到心腹。
You remember the story of Adam and Eve?
你记得亚当和夏娃的故事吗？
After God created Adam,
但神创造了亚当以后
God said it is not good for man to be alone
神说这人独居不好
I will make him a helpmate alike
我要为他造一个伴侣
And then you remember God bring all the animals before Adam
你就记得神把所有的动物都带到亚当的面前
And Adam named every one of them
亚当就给他们一个一个的起名
了 You know what does it mean?
你知道这是什么意思吗?
God said it is not good for man to be alone.
神说这人独居不好。
God is going to give man a bride, a wife.
神要给这个人一位的心腹。
But before he did that, he led all the animals before Adam.
但是在他没有神没有给他一位心腹以前，神就把所有的动物都带到他的面前。
Now it is true Adam named all of them.
实在亚当给他们一个一个的起名
了。In other words, Adam looked at each of them and said, well, you are this and you are that.
换句话说亚当看见一个一个的动物就把他们分开了认出来了。
But you are not me.
但是你们跟我不同。
You are an elephant, but you cannot be my bride.
你是一个大象你不能够做我的心腹。
You are not my like.
你跟我不同。
So it is the law of elimination.
所以这是一个逐一排除的定律。
So you find that every animal is eliminated.
所以每一个动物都被排除了。
Adam could not find his bride in all these animals.
亚当不能够从这些的动物里面找到他的心腹。
Because they are not his like.
因为他们跟他不同。
They cannot be united with him.
所以他们不能够与他联合。
And then you find that God put Adam to sleep.
你就看见神使亚当沉睡
and God did a surgery
神就做了 一项的手术
a bloodless surgery
没有流血的手术
a painless surgery
没有痛苦的手术
and took out of Adam a rib or something
从亚当的肋旁拿出一颗的肋骨来
and he used that rib to build him a woman
他就用这根的肋骨为他造了一个女人
and then when Adam was awakened
亚当醒过来以后
God led Eve to Adam
神就把夏娃带到亚当的面前
Just like he led all the animals to Adam
就好像神把所有的动物都带到亚当面
前 But when he led Eve to Adam
但是当神把夏娃带到亚当面前
Adam looked at Eve he said well this is me
亚当就说这就是我了
This is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh
这是我骨中的骨肉中的肉
this is a woman
更的这是一个女人
and they are united into one
他们就合而为一了
you know this is but a type
你知道这不过是个预表
the antitype is Christ and the church
实在是讲到基督和教会
Christ came into this world
基督来到世界
he met multitudes of people
他遇见许多的人
butHe couldn't find his bride.
但是他找不到他的心腹。
No one is his like.
没有一个人是像他的。
Because all these are fallen human beings.
因为这些都是堕落的人类。
How can they be united to the one who is the Holy One?
他们怎么能够与那个圣者联合呢？
So finally, God put Christ to sleep.
所以最后神就叫基督沉睡。
But his sleep is a painful sleep.
但是这个的沉睡，这个痛苦的沉睡。
He was crucified on the cross.
他在十字架上被钉了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because there was sin in this world.
因为在世界上有罪。
Before there was sin, there should be no suffering.
在没有罪以前，是应该没有痛苦的。
But with sin, there must be the shedding of the blood.
因为有罪就必须要有流血。
So you find our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
所以你就看见主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
Even though men crucified him,
虽然人把他钉死了。
Through the instigation of Satan,
藉着撒旦的工作。
Yet the Bible said it was God who crushed him on the cross.
然而圣经告诉我们乃是神把他压碎在十字架上。
God put him to sleep to death.
神叫他沉睡了。
The most painful death.
那是一个最痛苦的死亡。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
You remember in John chapter 7:19?
你记得在约翰福音第七章第十九节。
John who was at the foot of the cross.
约翰在十字架底下。
He saw.
他看见了。
After Christ died,
在基督死了以后,
a soldier came,
有一个兵丁来了,
tried to find out whether he was really dead or not.
他要看主耶稣是不是真的死了。
So thrust a spear through his side.
所以他就把枪刺进他的肋旁。
It touched his heart.
是碰到主耶稣的心了。
A broken heart.
是个破碎的心。
And when the spear was withdrawn,
当这个枪拿出来之后,
he saw blood.And water.
他看见血与水。
And John testified.
约翰就见证说。
He said, what I saw was true.
我看见的是真的。
I saw blood and water.
我看见血与水。
Now, why did he emphasize so much?
为什么他要着重这一点呢？
Because out of the side of our Lord Jesus.
因为从主的肋旁。
Just like out of the side of Adam.
就好像从亚当的肋旁一
样 came out blood and water
就看见有血与水
and with the blood and water God built the church
接着血与水神就建立了教会
blood for the remission of sins
血是叫罪能够得着赦免
because according to law without the shedding of blood there is no remission of sin
因为按照律法没有流血就没有赦免。
Hebrews 9:22.
希伯来书第九章第二十二。
Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin.
如果没有流血，罪就不能得着赦免。
So our Lord Jesus had to shed His precious blood.
所以我们的主耶稣需要流血。
And His precious blood cleanses us from all our sins.
他的宝血就洗净我们所有的罪。
But then there is not only the blood, there is also the water.
但是我们不单有血也有水
Water here speaks of his life
水讲到他的生命
You remember in Psalm 22
你记得在诗篇第二十二篇
It says I was poured out like water
那里说到 我如水被倾倒
So you find his life is poured out like water
你看见他的生命就好像水一样被倾倒出来
In Ephesians chapter 5,
以弗所书第五章,
our Lord Jesus loved the church and gave himself for the church.
基督爱教会, 为教会舍命,
and he sanctified, he purified by the water with the word.
借着水, 也借着他的话语, 叫教会能够得着圣洁,
that the church may be spotless and without wrinkles.
叫教会是没有玷污的没有皱纹的
A glorious church holy and without blemish
是一个荣耀的教会是没有瑕疵的
The water there also speaks of life
这里水也讲到生命
So brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姊妹们
You find that out of the side pierced side of our Lord Jesus
你看见在主被刺过的肋旁
Came out blood and water.
从那里有血与水流出。
And with this blood and water, God builds His church.
借着血与水，神就能够建立他的教会。
A people who have their sin washed away.
这一般的人，他们的罪是被洗净的。
A people who have received a new life.
一般的人，他们是得着一个新的生命的。
The church is a new creation.
教会是一个新造。
So he couldn't find his bride in the old creation.
他在旧造里面不能够找到新妇。
So he had to die and build a church out of a new creation.
所以他要接着死，能够在新叫教会啊能够创造一个教会。
When you read the Gospels,
当你读福音书的时候
，you find that in the beginning, our Lord Jesus traveled around.
你发现在主开始的时候是是到各处工作的。
From city to city, from village to village.
从一个城到另外一个城，从一个乡到另外一个乡。
And he preached the kingdom, the gospel to the multitude.
他就向众人传讲福音，传讲神的天国。
But then you find many people couldn't.Understand.
你就看见许多的人不明白。
And they rejected the Lord.
他们就拒绝了主。
Then you find as you read the gospel record.
如果看福音书的话。
Towards the latter part of his life, he began to spend more time with the few whom he has chosen.
你就看见在主耶稣工作的末期，他就用更多的时间和他拣选的人在一起。
In the beginning, he was with a multitude.
在开始的时候，他是与群众在一起。
Then out of the multitude, some believed in him.
从群众的里面，有一半的人就相信了主。
And some became his disciples.
有些的人就成为他的门徒了。
Then you find gradually the Lord began to spend more time with his disciples.
你就看见主越过就用更多的时间在他的门徒身上。
He was preparing them for the day.
他要为他们要给他们预备好。
And then you find after our Lord Jesus was risen from the dead.
然后你就看见在主耶稣复活以后
,40 days,
四十天
,he appeared to his own disciples.
他向门徒们显现。
He did not appear to the world.
他没有向世界显现。
And he only talked to his own disciples.
他只有向他的门徒们说话。
Preparing them.
他准备好他们。
And he said, you wait in Jerusalem.
他说你们在耶路撒冷等候。
Until you receive the promise of the Father.
只等到你们得着父神的应许。
And then you will be my witnesses.
然后你就要做我们的做我的见证人。
So you find 120 of his disciples.
所以你就看见有120个的门徒。
They gathered together in that upper room in Jerusalem.
他们在耶路撒冷的小房子那里等候。
And for 10 days, they were praying and waiting with one accord.
有十天之久，他们同心合意的祷告，一同在等候。
Then on the day of Pentecost.
然后在五旬节的那一天
，Suddenly there was a hard blowing.
突然有一阵大风吹过。
Actually, in the original, it is not a wind going through, but a blowing, a breathing, a hard breathing of a person.
实在在原文里面不是说到一阵大风，乃是说到一个人呼吸。
A hard breathing came upon them.
有一个人呼吸在他们的身上。
And the Holy Spirit filled the house.
圣灵就充满了房子。
And they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们就都被圣灵充满。
And began to speak with other tongues.
他们就讲起别国的话来。
You know, when man did rebel against God,
直到当人违背了神以后，
they built the Tower of Babel.
他们就建造了巴别塔。
And God dispersed them by confusing their tongues.
神就叫他们言语混乱，就叫他们都被分散了。
But on the day of Pentecost, it was the reverse.
但是在五旬节的那一天，刚好就是相反了。
God gave them tongues that they may be united into one.
神叫他们做做口才, 叫他们能够被联合在一起。
Now, brothers and sisters, what happened on the day of Pentecost?
那么弟兄姊妹们在五旬节的那天发生了什么事呢?
Well, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came.
在五旬节的那一天，圣灵降临了。
Now, what did the Holy Spirit do on the day of Pentecost?
那么在五旬节那天，圣灵做了什么的工作呢?
We know today we are attracted by the sound and the sight of Pentecost.
你知道我们今天都被五旬节的声音、五旬节的意象所吸引了。
We are attracted by the wind or the blowing.
我们乃是看见那个大风。
We are attracted by the tongues like a fire upon each head.
我们就被这个火焰好像舌头叫人遮过口才这件事上被吸引。
We think, well, that is Pentecost.
我们就说这就是五旬节。
That is what the Holy Spirit has done.
这就是圣灵所做的。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
if you carefully read the Word of God,
如果你仔细地来看神的话语的话,
you find that what the Holy Spirit did on the day of Pentecost is much more than that.
你就看见圣灵在五旬节那天的工作是远超过这一些。
What the Holy Spirit did on that day is twofold.
圣灵在那一天的工作有两方面。
One is recorded in Acts chapter 2.
第一方面就记载在使徒行传第二章这里。
You know when this thing happened?
你知道这些事情发生的时候,
the rumor began to spread.
这个谣言就被传出去了。
And people began to gather together.
人就聚集在一起了。
Now, I suppose they cannot gather all in that upper room.
我相信他们都不能够聚在这个小房子里面。
So evidently, they must have moved to maybe Solomon's porch.
可能他们都搬到所罗门廊那里了。
So you find great multitudes gathered around these 120 people.
所以你就看见有很多的人围绕着这120个人。
And they heard their own dialect.
他们就听见他们自己的方言。
They didn't know what had happened.
他们就不知道发生了什么事。
So Peter stood up and the 11 apostles.
所以彼得和11个使徒们就站起来了。
And he began to explain to them what had happened.
他们就向他们解释究竟发生了什么事。他解释了什么呢？在第33节。Acts chapter 2, verse 33。使徒行传第二章第33节。Having
therefore been exalted by the right hand of God, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this which ye behold and hear.
使徒行传第二章第33节, 他既被神的右手高举, 又从父受了所应许的圣灵, 就把你们所看见所听见的交换下来。
Verses 34 and 35 are parentheses.
第34和第35节乃是在括弧里面的话。
So actually, 36 follows 33.
所以实在36节是跟着第33节的。
Let the whole house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God has made him, the Jesus whom he have crucified, both Lord and Christ.
故此以色列全家当确实的知道你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣神已经立他为主为基督了。
What is the meaning of what you have seen and heard?
这里讲到你们所看见所听见的是什么意思呢?
It says, the meaning is, this Jesus, whom ye have crucified, God has made him both Lord and Christ.
意思就是说,这位你们钉在十字架上的耶稣,神已经立他为主,为基督了。
So you find whether it is the sound or whether it is the sight.
所以你看见在这里,无论是声音也好,是看见的东西也好,
it means one thing.
意思只有一件事,
it proves one thing.
只证明了一件事,
it proves that God has exalted Jesus as Lord and Christ.
这证明了一件事, 就是说神已经立耶稣为主为基督了。
The very coming of the Holy Spirit is to prove the exaltation of our Lord Jesus.
圣灵的降下就证明了基督的被神的高举。
Because after he has been exalted on high, then God anointed him with oil.
因为在主耶稣被高举以后，神就用油膏他。
And that oil began to flow down to this earth.
这个油就流到世上。
And that is Pentecost.
这就是五旬节。
So brothers and sisters,Pentecost, the first meaning of Pentecost is the exaltation of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们，五旬节的第一个意义就是基督被高举。
God has made Jesus Lord of all.
神已经立耶稣为万有之主。
In Ephesians chapter 1, it said God has made him head over all things to the church.
在以弗所书第一章那里说到神已经立足为教会的元首。
Maybe we read it. Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Verses 22.
第二十二节。
And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church.
以弗所书第一章第二十二节，又将万有伏在他脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。
Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
So brothers and sisters, do you see what is here?
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看见这里是怎么一回事吗？
God has made Jesus Lord and Christ.
神已经立耶稣为主为基督了。
He is head over all things.
他
to the church
是为着教会。
Because the church is his body.
因为教会是他的身体。
The fullness of him who fills all and in all.
是那充满那 万有者所充满的。
So the meaning of Pentecost,First of all, is that Jesus is Lord.
所以五旬节头一个意义就是说耶稣是主。
God wants every one of us to see that Jesus is Lord.
神要我们每一个人都看见耶稣是主。
He is your Lord.
他是你的主。
Not only your Savior.
不单是你的救主。
He is your Lord.
他是你的主。
He is your head.
他是你的元首。
He is the Lord of all.
他是万有之首。
He is the head of all.
他是万有的元首。
And especially he is the head of his body.
特别是他是他身体的头。
Number two.
第二。
The meaning of Pentecost explained in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
在哥林多前书第二章就给我们看见五旬节另外一个意义。
In verse 12 and verse 13.
在第十二节第十三节。
For even as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of the body being many are one body, so also is the Christ.
就如身子是一个却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多仍是一个身子，基督也是这样。
Verse 12,
13. 第十三节。
For also in one spirit,We have all been baptized into one body, whether Greeks or Jews, whether bondman or free, and have all been given to drink of one spirit.
第十三节，我们不屈是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
Before the Holy Spirit came,
在圣灵没有降下以前，
We have 120 disciples gathering in that upper room in Jerusalem.
有120个门徒们，他们聚集在耶路撒冷的小房子。
Every one of them is the best of all the disciples of our Lord Jesus.
他们每一个都是在主耶稣的门徒里面最好的。
Because we know the Lord had more than 120 disciples.
我们知道主耶稣有超过120个的门徒。
After his resurrection, he appeared at one time to 500 brethren.
在主耶稣复活了以后，有一次他向500个弟兄们显现。
But only 120 listened to him, obey him, and waited in Jerusalem.
但是只有120个人听见主的说话，顺服了他，在耶路撒冷等候。
And yet you find these are 120 individual believers.
然而你看见还是有120个个人的信徒。
Every one of these individuals is good.
这120个人他们每一个都是好的。
But they are 121 individuals.
但是他们还是120个个别的人。
Yes, they gather together with one accord.
是的，他们同心合意聚在一起。
But it is just a congregation of 120 members.
但是只不过是120个的会众聚集在一起。
But when the Holy Spirit came down,
但是当圣灵降下了以后，
What does the Bible say?
圣经怎么说呢？
In one spirit,
在一个灵里，
We were all baptized into one.Body.
我们都从一个圣灵受洗成了一个身体。
In other words,
换句话说，
The Holy Spirit came.
圣灵来了。
And these 120 individual believers became 120 members of one body.
这120个个别的圣徒就变成了在身体里面的120个肢体。
Do you see the difference here?
你看见这里的分别吗？
Let me put it this way.
让我这样的说。
Before the Holy Spirit came,
在圣灵没有来以前，
you have a congregation of 120 members.
这里有一个聚会，有120个成员。
Or put it this way, it is an organization of 120 members.
或者说我们这里有个团体，有120个会员。
But after the Holy Spirit came upon them,
但是当圣灵降在他们身上以后，
they were baptized into one body.
他们就被证成一个身体。
They became members of one another in one body.
他们就在这一个身体里面互相做肢体。
It is no longer an organization, it becomes an organism.
不再是一个团体，乃是一个身体。
You know, the difference between an organization and organism is life and death.
你知道一个组织跟一个身体的分别，乃是生命与死亡的分别。
It's heaven and earth.
是有天地的，是天跟地的分别。
So on the day of Pentecost, something tremendous happened.
所以在五旬节的那天，实在是发生了一件惊天动地的事。
This Jesus, crucified, despised, humiliated, is made Lord of all.
这一位 被藐视、被弃绝、被讥笑的主耶稣，他现在已经成了万有之主。
Head over all things.
他是万有之首。
And here you'll find this group of believers, they become one body.
这里你看见这些的信徒们，他们就变成了一个的身体。
They are still individual members.
他们还是个别的肢体。
But they are members one of another.
但是他们是互相做肢体。
They are now organically related.
他们是有生命的联合的。
You know, as a congregation of 120 members,
如果这个聚会的话，有120个成员。
When you are together, you are together.When you are separated, then you are completely separated.
你们在一起的时候，实在是在一起；分开了，也就实在是分开了。
You are together only when you are congregated.
你们只有在聚集在一起的时候是连在一起的。
But when you are not congregated, each on his or her own.
没有聚在一起的时候就各行各路。
But a body is different.
但是身体呢就不同了。
A body have all these members.
身体有许多的肢体。
Whether you are congregated or not, it is a body.
有没有聚集在一起还是一个身体。
And not that on Sunday, when you come together, we are a body.
不但是在主日我们在一起的时候我们才是一个身体。
And after the meeting is over, we go home, and we are dismembered.
聚会完了，我们就就大家回家了，就好像被分割了一样。
That is a congregation, that is not a church.
这只不过是一个聚会，不是教会。
A church is an organism.
教会是一个生物。
A body.
是一个生命。
And we are organically united into one.
我们是有生计的，我们是被联合在一起的。
We cannot be divided, we cannot be separated.
我们是不能够被分开的。
No matter whether you are happy or you are unhappy.
你欢喜也好，你不欢喜也好。
If you don't like me, you cannot get rid of me.
你不喜欢我也好，你不能够把我扔掉。
If I don't like you, I cannot get rid of you.
我不喜欢你，我也不能够把你扔掉。
We are stuck for eternity.
我们是永远被连在一起的。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is the church.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是教会。
Isn't it terrible?
这是不是很可怕呢？
Oh, it is glorious.
实在是很荣耀。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
that is what happened on the day of Pentecost.
这就是在五旬节那天所发生的。
We usually say Pentecost marks the birth of the church.
我们常常说五旬节那天就是圣灵，就是教会诞生的日子。
Now, so far as the church appear on earth is concerned, that is true.
如果我们讲到教会在地上的彰显，那是真的。
The church is eternal.
教会是永远的。
It is in the mind of God.
这是在神的心意里面的。
But when the church appears for the first time on earth, it is on the day of Pentecost.
但是教会在地上第一次的彰显是在五旬节的那一天。
In one spirit, we were baptized.Into one body.
我们从一位圣灵受洗成为一个身体。
Not only that,
不但如此，
but we are made to drink of one spirit.
我们都饮育一位的圣灵。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
not only there is the immersion of the Holy Spirit,
不但我们受了圣灵的浸浸，
but we drink of one spirit.
我们也饮育一位圣灵。
You know, baptized.You know, when you are baptized, you go into the water.
我们受浸的时候，我们就下到水里。
You are immersed in the water.
我们就浸在水的里面。
But when you drink,
但是你饮的时候呢？
You find that the water you drink will go into your body.
水就浸到你的里面。
Now, what is the church?
教会是什么呢？
The church is baptized into one body and drink of one spirit.
教会是受浸成了一个身体，也是隐喻意味着圣灵。
It is not only filled outwardly, it is also filled inwardly.
不但是外面充满了，实在里面也充满。
Filled inwardly with the Holy Spirit for the growth of life.
里面是被圣灵充满，叫生命能够得着增长。
Filled outwardly with the Holy Spirit for service.
外面被圣灵充满，叫我们能够服侍。
This is what the church is.
这就是教会。
And this happened on the day of Pentecost.
这就是在五旬节那天所发生的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
you find because the church is a living organism.
你看见因为教会是一个生存的生物。
And so you find it has to grow.
所以它必须增长。
It started in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷开始。
And it spread to all Judea.
就传到犹太全地。
And to Samaria.
到了撒玛利亚。
And to the end of the world.
以至于地极。
You know, the book of Acts recorded about 33 years of history.
你知道使徒行传记载了大概33年的历史。
The gospel recalled 33 years history of our Lord on earth.
福音书有讲到主耶稣33年的历史。
Acts recorded the 33 years of the early church.
使徒行传是讲到教会初期的33年。
Within the 33 years, the gospel has spread to the end of the world at that time.
在那33年的当中，教会实在是被福音实在是被传到地极。
It began in Jerusalem.
从耶路撒冷开始。
And it ended in Rome.
直到罗马。
Rome is the end of the world at that time.
罗马在那个时候就是地。
Not only spread in many places,
不单是被传到各地，
but you find in each place there is a demonstration.
你就会发现在每一个地方都有一个的彰显。
And the book of Acts is a book that has no ending.
使徒行传是一个没有结尾的书。
And all the other book in the Bible, you have an end.
所有其他的书都有一个的结尾。
But Acts has no end.
但是使徒行传是一本没有结尾的书。
Because Acts has to continue on.
因为使徒行传必须继续。
And it continues on from the first century up to our 20th century.
从第一个世纪一直到今天的二十世纪。
The church is still growing.
教会还是在增长。
The Lord is still building His church.
主还是在建立他的教会。
Until it is completed, and He will come back and claim it as His bride.
只等到工作完成了，主就要回来，要叫他做他的心腹。
But brothers and sisters, remember this.
但是弟兄姊妹们要记住。
Everywhere when the church appears,
在每一个地方教会被彰显的时候
，it always follows.The principle of the early church.
它总是跟从初期教会的原则的。
The church is conceived of God, not of man.
教会是从神诞生的，不是从人的。
The church is built with the blood and life of our Lord Jesus.
教会是借着主耶稣的血与水建造的。
The church is bringing to pass.By the Holy Spirit.
教会是借着圣灵而成立的。
In one spirit, we become one body.
在一个圣灵里面，我们成了一个身体。
And the church is always filled with the Holy Spirit.
教会永远都是被圣灵充满的。
Wherever,
无论在什么地方，
the gospel is preached.
那里福音被传扬。
And a people began to receive the Lord Jesus.
人接受了耶稣。
Not only as their Savior, but as their Lord.
不单是做他们的救主，也是做他们的主。
And the Spirit of God bring them together.
圣灵就把他们带在一起。
And they gathered together under the headship of Christ.
他们是在主耶稣，他们聚集在一起，主耶稣做他们的元首。
And they love one another.
他们彼此相爱。
All who are the Lord's,
所有属于主的，
are members one of another,
都是彼此做肢体的。
And by the power of the Holy Spirit, they witness Christ to the world.
他们借着圣灵赐给他们的能力，他们就向世界做为主做见证。
This is what the church is.
这就是教会。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
If we see this is what the church is,
如果我们看见这就是教会，
isn't it eternal?
那是不是永远的呢？
Isn't it glorious?
教会是不是荣耀的呢？
Isn't it a living organism?
教会是不是一个活的活物呢？
Isn't it the fullness of the Holy Spirit?
是不是圣灵的丰满呢？
Do we long for that?
我们有没有渴慕这一个呢？
Do we want to be part of that?
我们要不要成为这一个的一份呢？
I do hope that God will stir our hearts up.
我盼望神在我们心里工作。
Long for the church.
叫我们渴慕教会。
Whom God has conceived.
就是从神那里产生的。
And Christ has died for.
就是主为着这个而舍命的。
And the Holy Spirit has brought together.
乃是圣灵把这个带进来的。
May the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。虽然我们今天眼睛所看见的，耳朵所听见的，远不如，远不像。在你勇士里所定规的，基督流血所埋书的，圣灵充满所造成的，我们的主，我们正是求你，让我们能多多的看见你心目中的教会，叫我们渴慕爱慕，也因着你 自己的恩典和怜悯能生活在里面。求你听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣的名。